From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. For 20 years, Mali had been hailed as a model democracy in turbulent West Africa. That is until March, when its reputation fell apart. A military coup in the south followed a rebellion in the north, where Islamist militants are now in control. Add to that bickering politicians who seem incapable of tackling the problems, and you get talk of civil war. From the capital, Bamako, NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan reports.
Mali's interim president says his priority is to liberate the Sahara Desert nation's northern region and drive out al-Qaeda-linked extremists, who now command a vast zone the size of Texas. President Jonkunda Traore flew home to Bamako last Friday, after spending 2 months recuperating in Paris after being beaten in May by supporters of the coup. And, says commentator Adam Thiam, the north is just one of the problems facing Traoré.
Mali is not out of danger. You have in the north of the country jihadist groups. You have no army. If the right mediation, the right negotiations, and the right steps are not taken, one cannot exclude the risk of civil war in Mali. You can't rule it out.
The al-Qaeda-affiliated Islamists now controlling northern Mali have imposed strict Islamic law. They've destroyed World Heritage sites, including the sacred tombs of revered Sufi saints in Timbuktu. Mali is overwhelmingly Muslim. Imam Mohamed Toure studied Islam in Saudi Arabia for 5 years. At his mosque in Bamako, he condemns what he describes as the desecration of the Timbuktu mausoleums by the Islamists.
Yes, I want Mali to become a Sharia nation. But Islamic law should not be imposed by force, by men armed with guns. That's wrong. Only military intervention will push them out. Inshallah, God willing, Sharia will find its own way into Mali.
But the Islamist occupation of Mali's strategic northern cities is just one problem the interim government has to grapple with. In the capital, rights groups accuse ex-junta soldiers of gross violations. Former members of the Presidential Guard, who failed in their counter-coup bid, have been detained and reportedly tortured. And there have been attacks and death threats against journalists. Journalists have been abducted and brutally beaten. Demanding an end to the harassment, media workers descended on the streets of Bamako in protest in July. Among them, Makan Kone, who heads Mali's main media organization, La Maison de la Presse.
We are obliged to do something, to talk with authorities and tell them that our freedom is not negotiable. The government, they are managing nothing. The junta is behind everything what's happening in this country. The government is doing nothing.
Many Malians like Makoro Koulibaly are apprehensive. They thought they'd left the bad old days of conflict behind years ago. Shopping in Bamako's muddy Badalabugu market for food to break the Muslim Ramadan fast, Madame Koulibaly appealed to the government to act.
You must unite. Nous devons nous donner la paix.
We must join hands.
We must join hands to help our sister and mother and friends who lives in the north of our country. Vraiment, nous aimons la paix.
We want peace, says Madame Koulibaly, and it's the rebellion in the north most Malians are worrying about. Mali's partners, too. The US is concerned that the extremists have established a sanctuary for al-Qaeda and its allies in the troubled desert sands of northern Mali. Ophébia Quist-Arctan, NPR News, Bamako.